Heart to prayer. Dear loving and gracious Father in heaven above, we draw nigh unto thee. We come before thy holy face, Father, to hear thy blessed words, words of life, words of power. So be with us, O Heavenly Father, this evening hour as we are together in one accord and open our eyes that we would see clearly. In our ears, that we will listen to thy blessed words of life. Help us, Father, to be faithful unto thee, and that we would fulfill thy holy word, thy holy commandments, which are not grievous. Be with us, O Heavenly Father, this evening hour. We pray and ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. With God's help, this evening hour, I would like to read from the Gospel according to St. Luke from chapter 18. Let's read together first 17 verses. Luke chapter 18, first 17 verses. Bogu na hvalu i na čast. Želim da se nađe se čita iz Svetog Evanđelja po Luki, 18. glava, prvih 17 stihova. Luke chapter 18. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded men. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear God, though I fear not God, nor regard men, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves, that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus within himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalted himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. And they brought unto him also infants, that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked him. But Jesus called them unto him and said, suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not. For of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. Most of them are in the Gospel according to St. Luke. I think about 24. Matthew has 23. Luke or Mark only has 8. In the Gospel of John, we can only find one, and even that one is slightly different. They all wrote, they had their style. If every gospel was same, then we would only need one. But everyone recorded what was important. And in the parables, we can learn a lot. We know what parable means. It's a simple, short story illustrating a moral and spiritual lesson. It's like an allegory. It basically means comparison. The disciples understood the parables. They did not understand the meaning all the time. But even the Pharisees, the people that would listen to Jesus, especially when he was speaking about the man that was sowing seeds in the field, they understood the farming, how to sow the seeds, but they did not understand the spiritual meaning, the hidden meaning. And Jesus even explains to his disciples when the disciples asked Jesus, why are you telling us parables, stories? And there were times when disciples did not understand, and they even asked Jesus, tell us, explain to us the parable of the sower. And he did to them separately, but not to those that did not want to hear the truth. And he explains to them also in Matthew. Jesus was quoting Isaiah chapter 6, verse 9, about Pharisees hearing and not really understanding, seeing the miracles, and yet not accepting Jesus as their master and teacher. There are two parables that we read. In the first one, and both are very similar, speaks about prayer. The first one, he speaks to all of them. He says, and he spake a parable unto them, all those that were around him. And then he says, there was a certain city, there was a judge who did not fear God, neither regarded men. He was a non-believer, did not believe in God. He had power, he had some authority. He did not need God. That's what he felt like. He was a judge, he had power. And there was a widow in the same city, Jesus says, and she came to him saying, avenge me of my adversary. I need help. He would not. He did not care. He did not have compassion. He did not care for this poor widow. And it says that he would not for a while, but afterwards, just because she continued coming, if she came once and asked him and he would not avenge her, he would not help her, nothing would happen. But she continued knocking, coming. It doesn't say here if she came every day, how often. But he said that he would not for a while, but afterward, he said within himself, even though I don't fear God, I don't have respect for people, but because this widow is bothering me, she's continuously troubling me, coming every single day. He had enough. So he helped her. Not because he cared, not because he liked her, not because he really wanted to help her, but because she was persistent. So, of course, we all know the meaning of this. How important is the prayer? And of course, Jesus explains to his disciples and the people that were there. He says, listen to what this unjust judge is saying. Judges were supposed to be just. They should not have respect of person. They should do a just judgment. They should be helping people. That's what they were set up for. But this one that did not believe in God could care less. So Jesus is telling his disciples, he said, listen to what this unjust judge is saying, and shall not God, the merciful one, the loving one, the kind one, the one that cares for us, that loves us, shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? Prayer is very, very important. So when Jesus says here that men ought to pray always and not to give up, not to stop. What happens if we stop praying to God? We lose the connection. It's like hanging up on someone. We have no fellowship, we have no connection, we have nothing. Without prayer, we have nothing to do with God. And it's not God that would hang up on us, or it's us. When people stop praying, we lose the connection, the fellowship, the bond that we have with God. And we could read throughout the whole Bible how important it is to pray. Just read it recently in Colossians. Apostle Paul is reminding the church Colossians 4, verse 2 says, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Continue in prayer. How can one continue in prayer if one did not start? In order to continue, we need to start sometime. Once we start, we need to continue. Always pray without ceasing, without stopping. Never, ever give up. Always to pray and not to faint, not to give up ever. Why would someone give up praying to God? There are many people that pray, and there are many that give up praying. I'm sure that we came in contact with many people that said that they prayed to God and they stopped because they didn't hear an answer. How many times did we pray to God? We needed something immediately. We needed an answer. We needed help. And we pour out our heart, earnest prayer. And the next day, nothing. What do we do? I'm sure we all went through it. I know I did. The next day, nothing. What do? Continue praying. Pray again, earnestly. Pour out my heart. Following day, nothing. In my mind, there was no answer. I'm sure we all went through it. Praying. We don't hear, we don't see an answer. What do we do? Give up? Stop? Do we say, well, God's not hearing me? He's busy. He cannot hear. Maybe my problem is not so big. No, we continue. In my life, I continued. Continue. Day after day. Just because I did not receive an answer right away, that does not mean that God did not hear me. Does not mean that God was not working on my problem or whatever I was looking for, asking for. And he answers every prayer as he answered mine. In his time, after many years, I looked back and realized how beautifully he answered my prayer. But it wasn't the same day, the same moment when we ask for it. When we ask for something, we do not get, perhaps sometimes we do, but there are many times we do not get the answer the same day, the same moment. If we would, perhaps we would pray that night, we would receive the answer or help, and then we would stop. That's why Jesus says, always to pray, and God hears every prayer. He might not answer every prayer if we do not ask for the right things, but we know what we need to ask for: God's kingdom and his righteousness, to increase our faith, our love, kindness, compassion, hope, all the things that we need so that we can prosper in faith. Those are the things we need to ask for, not the earthly things. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Jesus knew that when he does come, there won't be many that are faithful unto him. Here's a second parable, very similar, speaks about the prayer. Now he's speaking to certain individuals. He says, and he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. There are many people that feel or think that they are righteous, and that is no good. But to despise others, that's even worse. And here he speaks about Pharisees. They were the ones that knew the law. They thought that they were righteous. They obeyed all that was written in the Old Testament. And there was no room for error in their mind. They were righteous. And they always looked down at other people. They lift themselves up. So the parable goes, it says, two men went up into the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other a publican. So the Pharisee stood, didn't even kneel down. He stood and prayed thus within himself. So here he is praying to God. He said, God, he's calling upon God's name. Said, God, I thank thee. We always need to thank God. But this Pharisee was not thanking God for all the blessings, all the goodness that he has received. He's praying to God and thanking him for him, for himself, how good he is. He says, I thank thee that I am not as other men are. I am way above other people. Then he names some of them, the sinners. At the end, he even says, or even this publican. Not this man, didn't call him by name, but this publican, or pretty much saying, or this sinner here that's right next to me. Then he says, I fast twice in the week, in the week. Perhaps the reason he says he fasts twice in a week is the Old Testament, the men would fast twice a week. They believed that was the second day and the fifth day. They believed that Moses went up to see God to receive the commandments on the fifth day of the week and came down on the second day of the next week. So that's the reason he says here twice in the week. Then he gives the tenth of all that he possesses, and He's praising himself. You notice that he said I five times. In this short prayer, he says I five times. He's exalting himself. There is no humbleness, no meekness. James says, humble yourself before God, that he would lift you up. We need to come before God in humbleness. When we come to pray, we do not tell God how good we are, how righteous we are. Jesus told about Pharisees that they were the ones that feel that they are righteous and despise other people. Let me see if I can find it. But he said, but God knows your hearts. Whatever is esteemed high, anything that's esteemed highly in front of men, it's nothing before God. In Luke chapter 16, actually, it's right a couple of pages back, he says, chapter 16, verse 15, he says, and he said unto them, ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. Abomination. He cannot stand people justifying themselves, lifting themselves up. Anything that's highly esteemed among men is abomination before God. And this publican, a sinner, tax collector, they were considered as sinners, and many of them were. They would take most of the time, or many times, more than they should when they were collecting the taxes. Matthew, he was a tax collector before Jesus called him. And when Jesus called him, what did he say? He didn't say anything. He just left whatever he was doing and followed him immediately. So this publican, who was despised by the Pharisee, who was looked down upon, he says, he's standing afar off, would not even lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven. He realized the state that he was in. It does not say that he was not a sinner. He was a sinner. But he realized that he was a sinner. And this Pharisee, who was also a sinner, did not see it, did not realize it. How can someone humble himself when you don't see a reason to? How can you ask God for forgiveness when you don't think you sinned? How can you come in humbleness and in meekness when you don't see your state? You don't see that you're magnifying yourself, exalting yourself. This Pharisee was all about himself, how good he is. And it's not, it doesn't say that it was a bad thing that he did, giving a tenth of all that he possesses. He was not committing adultery. He was not extortioner. That's all good. But he did not see how high-minded he was, that he was still the sinner, that he needed God. So this publican, realizing that he's a sinner, says he would not even lift his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Be merciful, be compassionate. Forgive me. So Jesus says, I tell you, this man, the publican, went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalted himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Now, God is the only one that can exalt men. But we need to come to God in humbleness, no other way. And in prayer, can we say, well, we have been baptized, we received the Holy Spirit, we are Christians? Can we pray differently? Can we pray as this Pharisee? I'm a Christian. I did give. I did help. I helped so many people. I pray every day. I fast perhaps twice in a week. Those are all good things, but God sees our deeds. He knows what we do and what we did. We do not need to boast. We do not need to tell God how good we are, because we are not good. Even if we do, even if we fulfill all the commandments, we are still unprofitable servants. We still need to come to God in prayer, because we fail many times. Very often, we fail before God. But we need to realize within our heart, examine our own heart, and realize that we do fail and that we need to come to God and pray unto Him every day and seek Him, seek the righteousness, seek His forgiveness, His mercy, His grace, that He would be compassionate unto us and have that pity to us, and that He would help us, that He would make us stronger so that we would not stumble, that He would walk with us and protect us from all harm and evil. Because Satan will come, and he does come. And a lot of times he tells us how good we are, that we should feel good about ourselves. We are Christians, not like other people. That's what Satan wants to tell us. So let God exalt us, but we need to come before Him in humbleness. Then the last few verses that we read here, he speaks about that they brought little children to Jesus that He would touch them. But His disciples, when they saw that, they rebuked Him. They didn't think that it was important for the little children, which did not have perhaps the understanding that the adults had. Why would someone bring little children for Jesus to touch them? Jesus had more important things to do. He had to heal those that are sick. He had to preach the gospel. So they rebuked the people that would bring the little children. Take him away. Don't bother the master with these little kids. But Jesus says, he called them and he said unto them, he says, supper, let these little children come to me. And forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. We all need to be as little children. Little children can forgive each other very, very fast. They can get in an argument, they get in a fight really fast, but they forgive each other. I mean, we all, those of us that have the little children, we've seen that all the time. They're quick to get in some kind of a trouble, but they're quick to forgive. They're innocent, the small children. Truly I say unto you, or verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child. This is very big here, where he says, if you don't receive the kingdom of God as a little child, we will in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. So sometimes we can learn from little children. Yes, they do get in trouble many times, and those that are older, perhaps, and They get in bigger trouble and do worse things, but the little children, the innocent mind, they're loving. They stay close to their parents. They don't just wander off. They need help. They need protection. They need to be fed. They need guidance. And that's how we need to be. We need to want to have God. We need to have that desire to be close to our Heavenly Father, to get that protection that we need from God. And the little children also communicate with their parents when they're hungry, when they're thirsty. If they wouldn't, they would not get any food or drink. Same thing in our spiritual walk of life. If we don't communicate with our Father, if we don't pray unto Him, we won't get the spiritual food that we need. So let us be as the little children, innocent, easy to forgive, and stay close to our Heavenly Father, being that constant, constant prayer. And God will hear our prayer. He will answer the prayer. He will help us in our need. We just have to be persistent. That's the key word here, to be persistent. Continuously be in prayer. Not for a certain time. Certain years. Constantly, every single day, every morning, every evening, before we would partake of a meal, we ask God to bless it. We ask God to provide the things that we need. Even after we're done with the meal, we thank God for His blessing. Every morning, we thank God for protecting us, watching over us, and we ask Him to be with us throughout the day. You know, when we pray, we feel God's presence. We feel how He's helping us and providing for us all the things that we need, all the blessings that we receive. And we need to thank Him, not as this Pharisee, thank you because I'm not as other people, but thank God for His blessings and all the goodness that we receive from Him, all the blessings. And there are many. We cannot even number them. There are so many blessings that we receive from our Heavenly Father. May God bless His holy words within our hearts this day. Amen.